So what stakeholders then are interested in monitoring the finances of a business? So we have 7 stakeholders that would have an interest in it. You've got your managers, your owner and investors, employees, banks, suppliers, government, and competition. So managers, number one, why do they have an interest? So they want to know how well they are managing the business, how the business is performing to rivals, and the business ratios can help them with decision making. 2, your owners or investors, they will want to know the business ability to generate profits, pay dividends, and long-term debt, so your net profit percentage. The return on capital employed will tell investors if they're better putting the money into a bank or in a different business. And your debt equity will tell the investor how risky the business is and if the business are paying back a lot of interest, which means they won't get a lot of dividends. Employees then, they'll want to know if the business is profitable and can pay back its debts. So this will let them know if they will have a job in the future. Your banks will want to know about the ratio analysis in the business ability to repay loans and if they have any assets as security. So they'll be looking at the liquidity ratios, looking at your fixed assets, and they'll also look at the liquidity of your current asset and your quick asset test ratio. Suppliers then are interested in the firm's ability to pay for goods that they supply. They'll not sell on credit if there is a risk of non-payment. So they want to protect themselves. The government then will want to know the company's profits so that they know they are paying the correct corporation tax. And they'll also want to know if the grant has been helped the business grow. So if they get a grant, has it helped the business to grow? And competitors then, they can identify the financial strengths and weaknesses and if the business is to expand or to survive. So there are 7 stakeholders that have an interest in the business. You've got managers, owners and investors, employees, banks, suppliers, government, and competition.